This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, held their first appearance together as a ticket, socially distanced, and in Biden's home state of Delaware. He introduced his Democratic running mate as a woman ready to be vice president on day one. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Kamala Harris,
I have no doubt that I picked the right person to join me.
Biden says the California senator is smart, tough, a proven fighter for the middle class. It was a surreal moment, a mostly empty Delaware high school gym, the backdrop in a grim reminder of the virus pandemic. Harris calls it a moment of consequence for the nation.
Everything we care about, our economy, our health, our children, the kind of country we live in, it's all on the line.
Ripping President Trump's handling of the virus, among other things. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Biden will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination during the party's national convention, which will take place largely as a virtual event next week due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Republican convention, where President Donald Trump is set to be nominated to seek a second four-year term, follows a week later and kicks off the sprint for the November general election. U.S. Democrats in the White House were no closer to agreeing on a new emergency pandemic spending package Wednesday, as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin traded blame with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over failed negotiations. President Trump's administration and Democratic leadership have for weeks been discussing a new round of emergency aid to workers and businesses hit hard by the coronavirus crisis, but have been unable to agree on how much to spend. This is VOA News. New Zealand health officials said Wednesday a COVID-19 cluster in Auckland had grown, raising the prospect of a lockdown imposed on the country's biggest city after the virus returned will be extended. The news ended New Zealand's much-envied run of 102 days without community transmission and resulted in a three-day stay-at-home order in Auckland, which ends at midnight Friday. The country's health director general said it was, quote, almost certain, end quote, more cases would emerge, and teams of health workers were racing to find the cluster's origin. Argentina and Mexico will produce the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for most of Latin America. That's according to Argentine's President Alberto Fernandez. He mentioned this after a meeting with company executives involved in the project. An agreement signed between the British pharmaceutical company and a biotechnology company include transfer of technology to initially produce 115 million doses of the vaccine to supply all of Latin America with the exception of Brazil, the Argentine government said. Wednesday, Belarus confirmed the death of a jailed protester after police violently cracked down on demonstrations over disputed presidential polls. The riot police have arrested thousands in street clashes across the country after Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory in Sunday polls for a sixth straight term. The strongman's opponents accuse him of rigging the election, where his main rival was a massively popular opposition candidate. The Belarusian Investigative Committee said in a statement, a 25-year-old man died after he was detained Sunday and sentenced to 10 days in prison for taking part in illegal protests. The United States military said Wednesday Iranian forces boarded a civilian vessel in international waters in the Gulf. The U.S. military's Central Command said in a tweet, Iranian forces overtook and boarded a ship in international waters. It's believed to be a Liberian-flagged oil tanker. A U.S. official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said the incident took place near the Strait of Hormuz and the ship was eventually released by the Iranian forces. Venezuela's opposition-run Congress has opened an investigation into an oil spill that continues to pollute beaches along the South American nation's Caribbean coast, legislator Maria Gabriela Hernandez said Wednesday. Authorities said last week they were cleaning up the oil slick that washed up on the coast of Falcon State, known for wetlands and nature preserves, but did not provide an estimate of how much had spilled or the cause. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.